Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we start, there's just something I want to talk about, which I thought was fascinating. I have two boys, and they both go to UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I went there. My husband went there. Yeah, we're saving money. I love it. It's great school. My older son is in the College of Engineering. He's a mechanical engineer getting his master's in thermal fluid dynamics. And he had his thesis yesterday. He had to defend a thesis. I guess to get your master's degree, you have to come up with a research project that's publishable. You don't necessarily have to publish it, but it has to be of that quality. And then you have to sit in front of a committee or stand in front of a committee, present your research, present your methodology, your statistics, your background of it, your results, discuss it, and then field questions. Well, my son asked for us to be there. It's an open forum. I didn't think we were allowed to be there. And I get word from my husband that he wants us there. I'm like, my baby wants his mama there? I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, me all googly-eyed and would probably start lactating again. Well, my son made the fatal mistake of wanting to invite his family. And he didn't ask. It's an open forum. So we go. And get this, even baby brother finished class early and came. So my son's up there. It's an hour-long presentation, 45 minutes, but questions were coming in, so it went a little long. And I sat there quiet, and I was smiling. I was so proud. Like I said, so scared I was going to start lactating again. But I was so proud of my baby. And I thought my baby did a good job. And the faculty that were in the room are academicians. I consider myself an academician. I have taught university level. I'm an academician. And they asked some good questions. Although one of them asked a question that started to get Mama Bear ready to pounce a little bit. Asked a question about, you know, when you did your statistical analysis and you came up with the, you know, 52,000 data points and we said blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you questioning my son's methodology or statistical results? Of the 52,976 points I could validate, every one of them. Right, but I kept quiet. Yeah, and it was great. There were no outliers. It was good data. But I'm like, my baby's data is good. My baby has good data. But I kept my calm. I was good. Faculty asked their questions. But then they turned to us because it's an open forum. I say, does anybody have any questions for the thesis defender? Now, here's my son. I'm imagining him with a lightsaber. You know, he's cloaked in mama's pride. And I am still, you know, kind of a little on the defensive about I don't want anybody to be questioning any sort of statistical analysis. I think what the question was is, has anybody else done similar methodology that you could compare to? You know, so when they looked at me, I'm like, you know, that was a great question on the methodology and the literature search. I believe an extensive literature search would not show that there was a similar methodology or another methodology that would whatever. Okay, so then I just started to ramble. And I'm like, you know what, let me just shut the hell up. And I look at my son and he's like, yeah, you know, just please don't make this go any longer. But I just wanted to make sure, number one, is I'm an academician too. You know, I know more than four-letter words. So if you're asking me about, or asking my son if he, you know, has any sort of variability to his statistical methods that could alter the methodology. You want to know what this was about? By the way, the thesis was called A Dynamic Scoring Methodology for Morphing Airfoil Designs with Application to a Stalling Scenario. But anyway, I'm like, I got application design till the day is long. All right, I'm an academician too. All right, so once I established that, I was good. Well, now, hubby. wants to pipe in. And hubby goes, well, you know, being a pilot, I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, first of all, we don't even know why you're in this room. We don't even know if you're really his true father. Okay? Next, you're going to be bringing up, right, that you're a pilot. We don't need to be hearing all this. This is going on in my mind, but I'm just smiling. I'm a good wife. He goes, actually, the applications of stalls and, you know, how this could, you know, affect the aerodynamic industry is fantastic. I'm grateful that people are studying this. I'm like, oh, okay, good save. My husband's about to be the doghouse for that one. Okay, all right, you're the baby's father. You're the baby's father. But then, all eyes turn on baby brother. Baby brother, the most insignificant person in that room. Baby brother's significant to me, but technically in that room, with the academicians who will decide if my son gets a master's degree and where his career goes from here. Me, whose uterus gave my son a home for 9 months. My husband, who now we're going to agree is the father of my son. So, little baby brother, least significant person in the room. But whoa, did the power change. Now, little baby brother has big brother's career in the palm of his hands. And for a split second, I realize this. And I look over at Big Brother, and Big Brother realizes it too. And fear comes over his eyes. I didn't see fear throughout the whole thesis, throughout the months and years of preparing. But that moment, I have never seen such fear in my baby's eyes. Because little baby brother, for the first time in his life, now wields the control, wields the power. So every wet willy, every, I don't know, what's it called when you pull up the underwear? I forget the name. Everything that my son ever did, planting porn in his room, yep, when grandma came over, anything older brother did, my son could now avenge. Wow. So, I bet my son had voices going on in his head where his friends are like, do it, do it, do it. You got him, you got him. Remember when he covered up the bathroom sign and you had to walk into the girls' room? Do it, you got him, you got him. This is your chance, you got him. Meanwhile, we mommies communicate with our sons telepathically. So my voice was already in his head saying, I love you, baby. I get this is one of probably the rarest moments in life that you may ever have. But if you mess with my baby's thesis, I don't care how many child abuse laws internationally, I will violate every one of them. Anyway, my son goes, no, no, all good. Stone passes the stasis, flying colors. Thank you, UNLV, Department of Engineering. My baby's going to get his master's. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we talk about our kids and the newest generation struggling in school. Not all of them. We have some kids who are just geniuses, and I am blown away. But we have other kids that have really been struggling. Is it the teachers and their ability to teach? Is it that the teachers are overwhelmed and they can't do the one-on-one like they might have been able to in the past because classes are overcrowded and they're understaffed and they don't have teacher's aides? Is it because the curriculum is changing where there's other focuses, not on the basics but more on woke ideology and other things? So what's going on? Well, I think as a physician, it's multifactorial. I'd like to also add pot into the mix. No, I don't want to physically add the pot, but I think marijuana use needs to be also blamed for some of the lack of attention, lack of focus, mental health issues that many of these high schoolers are having. I don't know if the younger children are as exposed as much as the older kids, but I think so. I was speaking at a school. I was a guest speaker for some students. And I told the kids they could ask me anything. You know, we were talking to them about careers. It was high school. And I think it was a ninth grader that raised her hand and said, how do I get my parents to stop smoking pot in the car? I don't like breathing it in. So, one, they shouldn't be under the influence while driving. Number two is, in a closed car with windows closed up, you're now forcing your child to get a secondary exposure high. So whether it's them smoking it themselves or them being exposed with the parents, I think it's a I think it's an issue. And mind you, look, I'm honest about it. I voted to legalize marijuana in Nevada, where I live, because I wanted us to be able to study it. I wanted there to be an option while people in pain were now restricted on being able to get pain medication with all the ridiculous changes that happened that went too far and didn't address the narcotic opioid overuse problem and overprescribing problem. And I wanted our cops freed up. I just didn't think that it would be so pervasive in education. But pot might not be the biggest culprit. Internet addiction could be. There's a report saying parents of teens are actually more concerned about internet addiction than drug use. And the study is finding, quote, problematic patterns. It's a study published in JAMA Network. And they say parents of children aged 9 to 15 see internet use as a double-edged sword. They say, according to Fox News, while it fosters a sense of family connectedness, there's also a concern to the potential of negative consequences, cyberbullying and addiction. And this study said, our results remind us that no conversation about the impact of internet technologies on our youth is complete without consideration of both the positive and negative impacts and acknowledgement of how experiences may differ among families. Study author Dr. Michael Milham. So he states, from a public health perspective, they underscore the need for greater education and support for parents, as many have concerns and are unsure how to promote or restore healthy internet use in the young adolescents. So we could complain about how bad the internet is with our kids all day long. But the internet is here to stay. Rather than calculating in your head 49 times 387, I could just go to my smartphone. Hey, Siri, what's 49 times 387? And I'll get an answer. 18,963, she says. I don't even have to write it down. I could go to any computer now. I don't even have to memorize my family's phone numbers. I don't know my brother's phone number, my sister's phone number. I know my mom's. I don't know their phone numbers. They change their numbers. It's in my phone. When it comes to looking up information, we used to have to go to a library, use the Dewey Decimal System, find the encyclopedia, look it up. We had to know alphabetical order, by the way, which I'm hearing some kids do not know alphabetical order very well. Find what we needed to, read it, take notes, maybe make a photocopy, if we were allowed to, based on copyright, and then memorize that, make little index cards, and learn it. Now we just look things up online. In fact, there's tests that are open book. So the kid gets a question, they can go online and get the answer. They're not using their mind to learn. Not to mention other risks online, where they could now get drugs. This one kid got a Percocet online. I don't know how the hell he did that. It was laced with fentanyl, and his mom finds him dead in his room. Internet is flipping scary. It's a part of our lives. all jobs, schooling, everything now relies on it. As I said, we're not addicted to our phones to the degree of needing them, you know, to satisfy something. We are glued to our phones, some of us, because everybody expects you to get the text. Everybody expects you to get the message. I took a nap once. And I've taken naps before. And I slept for about an hour, hour 15 minutes. I lost 2 media requests. And I don't mind because I had to sleep. I was tired. I wasn't feeling well. But, and then multiple messages of, are you okay? I'm like, I'm only off the phone for an hour. I mean, do I need to tell everybody that I'm taking a nap? That's why I'm so open on Facebook. So nobody thinks I'm blowing them off or ghosting them. I'm like, this is where I'm at. I'm trick-or-treating right now, okay? I'm at my son's thesis. I'm not ignoring you. I just cannot touch my phone for the next hour. I'm having my pap smear. You all saw those pictures. So, all right, we could complain about it all day long. What do we do? If excessive internet use in kids and adults is manifesting in terms of anxiety, depression, inability to learn, memory loss, insomnia, alcohol dependence, drug use, overdoses, poisonings, kidnapping, assault, what do we do? How do you limit kids' internet? Well, one is maybe we should go back to old school in schools. Why don't we get rid of using computers to learn? Kids need to know how to navigate a computer and understand how to code and do a computer class. But we have libraries. Why don't we have kids go to the library and look something up in a book? What's a book? It's a book. You can hold it. You can look up a table of contents. Why not search? That's how you used to search and look up a table of contents. Or you would go to the was it a glossary in the back? I don't know. And you would look things up. That's how you did things. So maybe let's try to get off internet and online learning, and let's maybe get back to old school. That, I think, is a good start. Number two is we need to educate kids on how fake a lot of the things they see on the internet is. Show them what somebody really... You could use me for an example. Show a picture of what I really look like. And then show a picture of what I post. At an angle with better lighting. Maybe I use a filter. And then they'll realize that a lot of what they're seeing, they'll have different lenses. You know, and a more educated filter when they look and scroll through things. And teach them that you never, ever, ever buy a pill online. Now, some of you are going, Dr. Dahlia, I just bought a pair of boots online. I just saw on Facebook a blouse. And I clicked on it, and I went to buy that blouse. I get it. I did, too. I bought there was a Christmas blouse. It was so cute. It came up on my Facebook feed. I clicked it. I bought it. I love this Christmas. Oh, it's like almost a little dress that I could wear with boots. I love it. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait for Christmas so I can wear it. But I'm a sucker, too. They know what I want. They know I like glitter or rhinestones or sequins or Christmas. They know that. So they knew what ad to put. So teach kids that. I think everybody needs a lesson in marketing. I've taught you guys all about the 3 E's. Engage, educate, enlist. Engage by capturing them, then educate them, and then you enlist them to do something. But we need to not be lazy and have our kids dependent on internet, but teach them how to avoid internet if they can and do things more old school. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke at a hearing where he was questioned by Republican Senator Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley joining Fox News, where he accused Mayorkas of lying. FBI Director Christopher Wray has emphasized that the threat of terrorism in the U.S. has escalated to a whole other level in the aftermath of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel. The Israeli military has stated that they are escalating their ground invasion in Gaza. They reported targeting Hezbollah sites in Lebanon and striking a military facility in Syria. Donald Trump Jr. expected to take the stand today in defense of his father and the Trump Organization's $250 million civil fraud trial. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we recently lost a friend to throat cancer. I've seen throat cancer. I diagnosed throat cancer in one of my patients who was new to my practice and had asked for a refill of Flonase, a nasal steroid. And I always examine the patients. This was what I had in my office. Now that it's telemedicine, it's hard for me to do exams, but I still recommend they get exams. But somebody wanted a refill of his allergy medicine. And I go, how long have you been on Flonase? And he said, I've been on it for maybe 5 years. Every day? Yep. Why are you on it every day? Allergy season, you could get spring allergy, fall. Why do you want it every single day? Did anybody tell you to? Second helps my cyst. And I go, why are you taking it? What are your symptoms if you don't take it? I feel postnasal drip. I take a look at him. He goes, I go, let me get my tongue depressor. I really want to see the back of your throat. And when I use the tongue depressor to gag him, I used to call it an aw stick, but it's a tongue depressor, a tumor on the base of his tongue pops out and pops back. And I go, when was the last time somebody examined your throat? He said, I was at the urgent care. They looked at my throat. They said, everything's fine. Did they use one of these sticks? Tongue depressor sticks? Nope. The tumor was this big. About inch and a half on the back of his tongue. I get him to ear, nose, and throat doctor right away. He was the form of throat cancer, gone in 6 months. And I'm not telling you this to scare you. I love Flonase, Rhinocort. These are things that are great for allergies. But for the love of God, if you feel anything in the back of your throat, hoarseness, recurrent sore throat, change in voice, feeling like you have postnasal drip, that could be throat cancer. Lumps in your neck. We just lost a friend to throat cancer. When I look back, I remember him telling me, I think I'm coming down with a cold and holding his neck. And he passed last year of throat cancer. He wasn't my patient, but I, you know, and it kills me. Now, throat cancer can be caused by a variety of things. Alcohol, tobacco use. But HPV, the human papillomavirus, is a huge culprit. And some professionals out there are saying that it is a bigger culprit than some of the other causes for throat cancer. Now, getting HPV in the throat, now I'm not saying Val Kilmer, who has throat cancer, you know, that's his cause. I'm not saying that anybody with throat cancer has it HPV related. But we are finding higher cases. I think we have, what, at least 12,000 people a year get throat cancer, maybe higher. We are finding that the HPV virus could be a huge culprit. And you get that from oral sex. Human papillomavirus is the most common STD. It's not the most commonly reported. I think that's chlamydia. But HPV virus is the most common virus. And we have been slowing down on our pap smears on women. And we aren't picking up HPV as much as we used to because women can now get their birth control over the counter. They can get birth control over the phone, through telemedicine. And so whereas we used to see you do a pap smear, and I get that might have been overkill for every birth control prescription, but we used to see you once a year, do pap smears once a year, screen you for STIs, STDs. If we picked up HPV, we would warn you. We would tell you to warn your partner because if he or she performs oral sex on you, they could get it in the throat. And so we would, you know, we would have discussions. Now people are getting birth control over the counter. Nobody's talking about STIs. Nobody is examining them. So if you have a partner and you are about to perform oral sex on them, if you're not vaccinated for HPV, you might want to think about an alternative temporarily. Now, not everybody can get the HPV vaccine. Up until age 45 now, you could get it up until age 45. But many of the throat cancers we're picking up are in people middle-aged and older. HPV could sit there, it could go away on its own, or it could brew. And oral sex, we've talked about that. You know, there's some pros and cons, right? If you're trying to avoid pregnancy, if you're trying to avoid some STIs, you might find oral sex to be safer, although you could still get gonorrhea, you could still get chlamydia, you could still get HIV, you could still get HPV, you still get hepatitis. We see a lot of orthopedic injuries, neck pain, back pain, headaches. So I've written a little piece on this. I'll repost. So those of you who are saying, you know, I don't feel really good the next day, and I don't know, well, it could be related to oral sex. But it scares me when I hear people come down with throat cancer, and the majority of them have not been vaccinated for HPV. Val Kilmer has been very open about his throat cancer battle. He's, I think, 64 years old. He had to use a voice box device and electrolarynx. In fact, I think his son had voiced a documentary for him. Sounds just like him. His son sounds just like him. Because he can't speak and he doesn't have his Val Kilmer voice. Back in 2015, he was bleeding in his throat. They picked up the tumor. He had a tracheostomy. He's been doing well, from what I understand. But throat cancer is not just in one area. You could get it in the nasal pharynx, behind the soft palate, upper part, the oropharynx, hypopharynx, the lowest part that leads to the esophagus. And it can unfortunately grow very quickly. And the average person does not get it caught very early. Michael Douglas. I think Michael Douglas had seen a doctor a couple times for a sore throat. And I think they might have given him antibiotics. It was probably strep. And then finally, I think at the end of a summer, I think it started in the beginning of a summer and then it ended at the end of the summer, somebody finally referred him to an ENT. He was found to have throat cancer. I remember his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, was upset and spoke out about how people didn't pick up that his sore throat could have been cancer earlier. And what's happening? Well, over the phone, people are calling in telemedicine for their sore throats. I have a sore throat. I need antibiotics. It's got to be strep. So many companies require a picture. Well, I can't do what I did with that one patient where I could gag him and see the base of that tongue. That base of that tongue is down into the pharynx. So you need to bring that up with the gag. That's why we gag you. People don't want to be gagged when they see the doctor. You know, and if you're doing a video consult going, can you take a look? We can't see back there. We need to depress the tongue, induce the gag reflex to get at least a partial image of what's going on in there. What really works is the NPL, the nasopharyngeal laryngoscopy, where they stick a tube up in the nose. I've got that done. And then it's in the back of the throat, and then it could look all around. Now, some chronic sore throats are not cancer. You could have a chronic sore throat because of mono. You could have a chronic sore throat because of COVID. You could have a chronic sore throat because you're on radio 3 hours a day, and you talk, and then you are doing telemedicine all day long, and then you're yelling at the kids, and you're yelling at the animals, going, why did you pee-pee-poo-poo house? Which, by the way, we had friends over yesterday, and our dog had a blowout, and I don't think we could get rid of the smell fast enough, so I want to apologize to our friends that came over yesterday. We're working on it. The ammonia, I think, made it worse. I almost wonder if the poo-poo smell would have been less bad than the ammonia that we used to clean when we mopped it up. But anyway, GERD, chronic acid reflux, could give you a sore throat. For those of you guys that wake up every morning with a sore throat, could be sleep apnea, could be you're sleeping with your mouth open and it's drying out, could be acid reflux. But any recurrent sore throat or chronic postnasal drip or chronic tickle in the throat or neck swelling, abnormal lymph nodes, neck pain, got to get yourself checked out. And definitely look into the HPV vaccine. It's 3 doses for those that are adults, 2 doses for those under age 9, and it could be a lifesaver. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, we do appreciate you calling in. We have a couple questions that have to do with mental health and the mental health issue, asking about drugs. And one thing I want to bring up with the mental health issue, because we talked about drugs, we talked about psychosis with marijuana, but we have, and I've spoken about this before, we have a... N, I have to use grammar matter correctly, we have an insomnia epidemic, pandemic probably, but the average person struggles to sleep. They may not admit it, They may use alcohol to go to sleep. They may use sex to fall asleep. They may use music. They may use a sleeping aid, melatonin. They may get a prescription. Use a benzodiazepine, use Ambien. But people struggle to sleep. When I ask a person, how do you sleep? It is very rare that somebody says, oh, I sleep awesome. I don't think I've heard somebody tell me that they sleep awesome. Awesomely. Well, since the 80s. 80s, we used awesome a lot. Which, by the way, I'm noticing my kids are using it. Either awesome is coming back, or they're starting to sound like their 80s mama. But one report says that lack of sleep is compromising the mental health of 78% of adults. We've spoken about this on the show before, how if you don't get sleep, what are you like the next day? Are you depressed? Are you losing motivation? Are you apathetic? Are you productive? No. Are you interested in sex? Do you want to hang out with the family? Do you feel like going to church? No, if you didn't sleep the night before, you want to go to bed. Well, if that happens day after day after day, you have anxiety. You have mood issues. And the average mental health person that suffers from mental health disorders struggles with sleep. But which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did sleep issues bring on the mental health issue? Or did they always have mental health issues and they can't sleep? So I think it is worth a go, and we should take a crack at it, is what if we just try to improve everybody's sleep? Now, do we ever talk about kids and their sleep? We're seeing all the learning debacles that are going on in school right now. We opened the show talking about internet addiction. Well, maybe we didn't open the show, but the second segment, one of the segments, internet addiction. Are our kids struggling at school because they're not sleeping? Remember they were discussing changing the start time of schools. Rather than having kids wake up at the crack of dawn, have them sleep in a little bit, get more rested, and then be ready for school. Now, I supported that in those kids that were doing homework till 10, 11 o'clock at night, needed to get their 9 hours of sleep, 9, 10 hours of sleep. So to wake up at 5 a.m. to get to the bus by 6:30, probably not very practical. And as a physician who had to work 36-hour shifts, yes, I like my sleep. And I know I learn better when I sleep well. The only problem with pushing school start times is kids before the 21st century was working on the farm. When that cock-a-doodle-doo rooster woke them up, they got up and they started working. We're going to bed too late. Our bedtime should probably be 8, 9 o'clock at night, but we're not doing that. Kids are staying up at night on their computers, on their video games. Bedtime used to be, what, 8:30? So their kids would get a good night's sleep. And so pushing the school day later, I don't think that makes a lot of sense because kids are most productive in the morning. Your learning is most productive in the morning if you have a good, healthy, balanced breakfast and you're up. And you've exercised and you've gotten some vitamin D from the sun. So pushing school to later because these kids are up later at night, I'd rather they go to bed earlier. We're supposed to be starting to get tired naturally with our melatonin an hour or two after sundown. So if the sun now with, you know, daylight savings time, which we're going to talk about, which is clustering a seventh, but if it starts getting dark at about 4:30, you technically will start getting sleepy around 6:37. If you're outside, look at the stars. But instead, if we're blinded by our lights and our phones and our TV and our Netflix, we're not going to bed at a proper time. Do I check my phone before I go to bed? Yeah, I do. I get to bed. Hubby's there. Dog is there. Cats. I might kick the pets off if I need to. Leave the pets on. They'll still come back. Phone beeps, beeps, beeps. Somebody's always texting me at 10, 11 o'clock at night. Not sure why. I could silence notifications, but just in case it's an emergency. And then I go to bed. 10, 11 o'clock at night. Maybe we should be going to bed earlier. So the insomnia pandemic that we have, all right, can be fixed. Now, this study, researchers looked at 9,500 residents in 10 U.S. cities and 10 U.K. cities between the ages of 18 and 65 about their sleeping habits and challenges. They looked at relationships, generational differences, significant stressors. 91% of adults said they were not rested and that they felt tired at least some of the time. Now, part of that could also be sleep apnea. We have many individuals who don't get proper oxygen to the brain when they sleep. Either they have obstructive sleep apnea, where the tongue goes to the back of the throat and obscures air from coming through, or they have central sleep apnea, or they're overweight. So sleep apnea could play a part of this. But also, if you do have pets, I have a dog that has a cone because she had surgery. She woke me up 6 times last night. How restful was that sleep? If you sleep next to somebody who snores, how restful is that sleep? If you have to get up and pee because of your prostate or because you have diabetes, or how restful is your sleep? If you have restless leg syndrome. So the first thing to do to manage any sort of insomnia is figure out the underlying cause. If it's the dog in the bed, get the dog out of the bed. Is it because you're a shift worker where you work graveyard and you're trying to sleep during the day, then you got to get blackout curtains. You got to try to trick your mind into thinking it's nighttime. If it's your thyroid that's hyperactive, you got to address the thyroid. If you're having back pain or arthritis, if your arms are going numb in your sleep because you have a disc in your neck that could be causing foraminal stenosis or a nerve pinching, you have to get that addressed. If it's because you drink alcohol, you got to stop that. Alcohol will mess up your sleep. Is it because you're stressed? Is it because you and the spouse, the only time you see each other is at night, so that's when you talk about everything that happened at work and everything that happened in your lives? You can't do that. So you need to think about what actually it is. And there's been some couples who have told me, I have to sleep in a different bedroom from my spouse. Is that bad? No. You can have sex any time of the day you want. You want to go to sleep and you want your sleep, you can sleep in a separate bed. Totally fine. It's not a big deal. It's more important that you sleep and you be healthy. Now, other things that help you sleep is like lavender baths, avoiding caffeine. You can't be drinking Red Bulls and coffee before you go to bed. I like the idea of cooling the room down. If you cool the temperature of the room, that could help. I don't really like going to melatonin. I don't think that's a good idea to always use supplements. But sometimes, you know, that could help realign you. You should not, though, take it long term. Listening to music, warm baths, daily exercise. Exercise works really well. Music. And then there are sleep specialists at therapy that could teach you how to find your happy place, like an ocean, Hawaii, to help you fall asleep. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.